Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody needs to say that this morning. I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay. I will not die. I will live. I will stay and be a blessing to others. When I first got in the ministry, the Lord taught me this, and I'll try to wrap this up pretty quick. I hadn't gone to school or anything. I got a hold of some of the Copeland's tapes and got a hold of some of Brother Hagin's tapes, and I had learned that I was redeemed from the curse of the law. And I was dangerous with that, man. An older lady in the church had been attacked with cancer. And I worked not too far from the hospital where she was at. The Lord prompted me to go by and visit her. Well, I mean, she was, you know, old enough to be my grandmother and a strong woman in the church, well-respected in the church. Everybody loved to hear her testify, minister. She was laying there, and the doctor said, no hope. Well, I began to talk to her about being healed. And I told her right off the bat, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And it just meant nothing to her. She loved the Lord, but you know, she just didn't see it. And the Lord began to teach me there and then how that His Word is medicine to us. But just like in the natural, you don't just walk into the doctor and he got a standard medication he gives everybody for everything. Huh? Now he's got to diagnose your problem and then give you the medication that fits that. And we later got into this in some detail in the healing ministries under Brother Hagin, but he actually talked to us about being divine healing technicians and all these kind of things, and that's what it's involved. But I begin to talk about, you know, Jesus took our infirmities, He bore our sicknesses, He carried our pains, and some way or another it just, you know, didn't excite her. But, you know, that's one way you learn, through trial and error. Just stay with it. So we talked about the fatherhood of God. I didn't know that much, but everything I knew I went over 3 or 4 times. But you don't give up. She was kind and gracious. She said, well, because I'd ask her, could I read a scripture? Well, yeah, honey, read the scripture. And she was tolerant with me. Finally, though, one day, if you don't quit, I came in and we read the 91st Psalm. Got down to the latter part, with long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. And I called her name. I said, sister, I said, you know, you don't believe that you're completely through, do you? I mean, aren't there some other things that you'd like to do and like to be involved in the church? I said, besides all that, us young people need you. I mean, you've walked with the Lord long enough now to learn a few things, and just about time you learn some things, you're going to take off before you pass them on to us. I said, we need you. She began to cry. She said, well, honey, I'd like to help you young folk. I said, we need you to help us young folk. I read it again. With long life, He'll satisfy you and show you His salvation. I said, are you through? Are you satisfied? She just kind of shook her head. Well, honey, yeah, there are some other things. Well, like I said, we got scripture for it right here. I said, I begin to see, I'm getting somewhere now. After days of nothing hooking, I'm beginning to see some light in her eyes. She's crying and she's saying, well, yeah, honey, I would like to help you, young folks. I said, I'd like to see you stand up in church and testify again. I'd like to see you help us out. I said, don't you have some other things in your heart that you feel like you should do? So what are we talking about? Having confidence. That you need me for your furtherance and joy of faith. Are you with me, friends? I haven't digressed. Your faith works by what?
Love.
She began to stir up. She said, you know, I do have some things in my heart. I said, yes, you do. Yes, you have some things. I read it again. With long life. Man, we're getting somewhere. The Lord's my witness, in a few days, she was out of the hospital. Hallelujah. Supposed to be dead. Went home. In a few more days, she was standing in that little church testifying in front of that altar. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to tell me what brought her off of the deathbed. Huh? It was the power of God. It was God. It was the anointing. It was faith. But how did the faith get started? What was the faith based on? What did the faith work by? Love. The love of God, hallelujah, pushed out the fear of dying, pushed out the fear of laying there and that cancer destroying the rest of your body. It pushed it out until she was so filled with love and belief. I got to get out and help them young folks. I got to get out and help the church. I got love. Hallelujah, is stronger than cancer. Love is stronger than oppression and fear. Love is stronger than death. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture says so in Song of Solomon. Love is stronger than death. Do you know that's why death could not hold love in the ground? Hallelujah. Do you understand that that's why? Though all the realms of darkness and hell had clashed themselves on to our precious Lord Jesus, that death itself, sin itself, hell itself, the devil himself could not hold love down. And that love is in you. That love is shed abroad in your and my heart by the Holy Ghost. That love. No wonder we can be bold in the face of death. Love has already conquered death. I said love has already conquered death. Hallelujah. Death was knocking on Paul's door. You know, sitting in there in that damp dungeon, in chains. He's older now. He's preached all over the known world. He's got churches all over the place. He's got fruit. And don't you know the thoughts are coming? You've done enough. You've been through enough. You're older now. Death is there. And he got to thinking about it. It sure would be good to go to be with Jesus. Ooh, get out of this place for one thing. Food here is lousy. But something else rose up in his heart. Yes. Hallelujah. The love of God came. He got to thinking about his churches that he had established and that he was writing to and his people that were under him. He got to thinking about that, and the love came up in him so strong it ran death out of that jail cell. And he quit thinking about dying right then. Hallelujah. Said out loud, I will not die. I will live. I will declare the work of God. I will see the glory of God. I will be a blessing. I will help others. That's why I live. Glory to God. I will very gladly. Very gladly. Spend and be spent. Are you beginning to touch the joy of that, friend? I don't know if you feel it, but I've been a working in the Spirit ever since I got here. The Holy Ghost has been a working. Working on this thing. Working on this thing. Amen? How do we know we're getting there? Because joy begins to break up in your heart. Begins to come up in you, and you get to the place where you just want to run out and give everything you got. You just want to pull off your clothes and your jewelry. Amen? And give it away. Well, don't be foolish. Don't miss God. But keep that. I said keep that. Keep it in your heart. That you don't count your life so precious that you have to try to save it unto yourself. You'll lay it down. If it would help somebody else, amen? And you won't do it morbidly, you won't do it with depression, you will do it how? You'll do it very gladly. Very gladly. I can't get off of that. Why don't you stand up and say it out loud? I will very gladly, spend and be spent. I will gladly give everything I got and myself, my body, my life, I will do it gladly for the Lord, for His people. I rejoice in God's choice for me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray this prayer after me, please. Let it come from the depth of your being with passion. This is only applicable if it's true, if you really do hunger for it. Say, Lord, I hunger.
Lord, I hunger.
I must have.
The place
of usefulness.
Maximum.
Usefulness.
Use me.
Pour me out. Like water.
Just like my master.
Just like my beloved Jesus.
Let my every breath.
My every word.
My every prayer.
My every act.
Benefit.
And bless.
And help.
And strengthen
somebody.
I must have it.
I must have it.
Use me.
Pour me out.
I will very gladly
spend
and be spent
for your use.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Is it working in you?
Yes.
Is His love working in you?
Yes.
Do you notice something else? You're growing bolder. I said, you're growing bolder. It's inseparable. The more that love works in you, the more fear leaves you, the more bold you get. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the more powerful you become. Because you're not just living for yourself. It's for others. It's for God. Glory to God. I believe something very, very good is happening here. You know, thank God for miracles you can see. Healings and deliverance. But I'm telling you, some of the greatest miracles you cannot see, at least initially, they happen deep down in people's spirits. They happen deep down in their hearts and their souls. But they're forever changed.
Hallelujah.
The fruit is forthcoming in the years and decades and generations to come. Glory to God. Say it one more time. I will very gladly.
Very gladly.
Spend and be spent.
For the love of others.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
God who gives me